Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Tissot Podcast. This is Safwan Mustafa, and today we're going to listen to a story of our dearest Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Series number 4. Muhammad's marriage to Khadija. When Muhammad was 25 years old, he traveled once more to Syria as a factor of a noble and rich Quraishi widow named Khadija. And having proved himself faithful in the commercial interests of that lady, he was soon rewarded with her hand in marriage. This marriage proved fortunate and singularly happy. Khadija was much the senior of her husband, but in spite of the disparity of age between them, the most tender devotion on both sides existed. This marriage gave him the loving heart of a woman who was ever ready to console him in his despair and to keep alive with him the feeble, flickering flame of hope when no man believed in him and the world appeared gloomy in his eyes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Safwan Mustafa. Welcome to Tissot Podcast. Today, we're going to listen to a story of our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, series number 5. Troubled, lawless times for the Meccans. Until he reached 30 years of age, Muhammad was almost a stranger to the outside world. Since the death of his grandfather, authority in Mecca was divided among the 10 senators who constituted the governing body of the Arabian Commonwealth. There was no such accord among them as to ensure the safety of individual rights and property. Though family relations afforded some degree of protection to citizens, yet strangers were frequently exposed to persecution and oppression. In many cases, they were robbed, not only their goods, but even their wives and daughters. At the instigation of the faithful Muhammad, an old league called the Federation of Fuzul, favors was revived with the object of repressing lawlessness and defending every weak individual, whether Meccan or stranger, free or slave, against any wrong or oppression to which he might be the victim within the territories of Mecca. When Muhammad reached 35 years, he settled by his judgment a grave dispute which threatened to plunge the whole of Arabia into a fresh series of her oft-returning recurring wars. In rebuilding the sacred house of the Kaaba in AD 605, the question arose as to who should have the honor of raising the black stone, the most holy relic of that house, into its proper place. Each tribe claimed that honor. The senior citizen advised the disputants to accept for their arbitrator the first man to enter from a certain gate. The proposal was agreed upon, and the first man who entered the gate was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Amin. His advice satisfied all the contending parties. He ordered the stone to be placed on a piece of cloth and each tribe to share the honor of lifting it up by taking hold of a part of the cloth. The stone was thus deposited in its place, and the rebuilding of the house was completed without further interruption. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Tisol Podcast. This is Safwan Mustafa and welcome to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam series number 6. Today, it's gonna be a short story. So stay tuned with me until the end. Muhammad's thwart intention of the Romans to control Mecca. It is related that, about this time, a certain Usman ibn Huwairit, supported by Byzantine gold, made an attempt to convert the territory of Hijaz into a Roman dependency, but the attempt failed, chiefly through the instrumentality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Tisol Podcast. This is Safwan Mustafa and welcome to the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Series
Welcome
to Tisol Podcast. Bas
tarpor bolo je Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dui bar welcome er dorkar nei.
Mane Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam story te ar
welcome er dorkar nei.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Tisol Podcast. This is Safwan Mustafa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, series number 7. Kindness and generosity shown to the people. These are nearly all the public acts related by historians in which Muhammad took part in the first 15 years of his marriage to Khadijah. As for his private life, he is described to have been ever helpful to the needy and the helpless. His uncle Abu Talib had fallen into distress through his endeavors to maintain the old position of his family. Muhammad, being rather rich at this time by his alliance with Khadijah, tried to discharge part of the debt of gratitude and obligation which he owed to his uncle by undertaking the bringing up and education of his son Ali, A year later, he adopted Akil, another of his uncle's sons. Khadija bore Muhammad 3 sons and 4 daughters. All the males died in childhood, but in loving Ali, he found much consolation. About this time, Muhammad set a good example of kindness, which created a salutary effect upon his people. His wife Khadija had made him a present of a young slave named Zayd ibn Haritha, who had been brought as a captive to Mecca and sold to Khadija. When Haritha heard that Muhammad possessed Zayd, he came to Mecca and offered a large sum for his ransom. Wherever Muhammad said, "Let Zayd come here, and if he chooses to go with you, take him without ransom. But if it be his choice to stay with me, why should I not keep him?" Zayd, being brought into Muhammad's presence, declared that he would stay with his master, who treated him as if he was his only son. Muhammad no sooner heard this than he took Zayd by the hand and led him to the black stone of Kaaba, where he publicly adopted him as his son, to which the father acquiesced and returned home well satisfied. Henceforward, Zayd was called the son of Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now approaching his 40th year, and his mind was ever engaged in profound contemplation and reflection. Before him lay his country, bleeding and torn by fratricidal wars and intolerable dissensions. His people sunk in barbarism, addicted to the observation of rites and superstitions, where, with all their desert, virtuous, lawless and cruel. His 2 visits to Syria had opened to him a scene of unutterable moral and social desolation. Rival creeds and sects tearing each other to pieces, carrying their hatred to the valleys and deserts of Hijaz, and rending the townships of Arabia with their quarrels and bitterness.